And so today we're going to learn ER verbs and IR verbs. Okay. Now, I know that you've probably got that chart just imprinted in your mind now, which is a great thing because it helps us put things together. So let's start really quick by putting those AR endings up on the screen here, just so you can get a quick visual review of it. So we have our endings for AR verbs here, o, as, a, amos, eis, an. Now, we'll leave that up for just a minute because we're going to just do a slight little change for with these to give you ER verbs. Now, we can kind of think about this logically, although language isn't always logical, but we can think about these endings logically. So AR verbs, notice it's o, and then the rest of them have A's. So you might be thinking right now, well, I wonder if we just use E's for ER verbs. And the answer is yes. So we're going to leave the o just like it is. We do the o for the yo form on all three types of verbs, ARs, ERs, and IRs. But the rest of these for ER verbs, we're going to simply do this, change the A's to E's. And now we have ER verb endings. It's that simple. So instead of o, as, a, amos, eis, an, now we have o, es, e, hemos, eis, en. And that's all we need for ER verbs. And we have them down. So let's look at a couple of examples. I'm going to give you this verb right here, comer. Comer means to eat. Now, I eat. Let's just walk through it. Yo como. You eat. Tú comes. He eats. Él come. Remember, all three of these are going to use the same stuff. She eats. Ella come. And you respectfully eat. Usted come. All right? So, como, comes, come. O-S-E. Now, let's go to the right side, the plural side. We eat. Nosotros comemos. Comemos. Now, if we're in Spain, vosotros coméis. All right? That's y'all eat. You plural. And then, down at the bottom right, they eat, ellos or ellas comen. And then you, plural, eat, ustedes comen. Okay. And that's how we do ER verbs. We can follow that pattern for any ER verb in the whole language. All right. Now, we're going to have a couple of little exceptions that we have to look at every once in a while, but we can tackle those a little bit later. Now, right now, since we know how to do ER verbs, let's get some ER verbs down in our notes so we can start learning those. Okay, first of all, we've learned comer, to eat. This one means to learn. It's aprender, aprender. That means to learn. So hoy aprendemos español, right? We're learning Spanish today. Now, the next one is vender, which means to sell. Okay, now I'm going to give you two verbs really quick, or a couple of verbs that have a weird little tiny exception to them, but it's no big deal. This verb is leer, and the next one is creer. And we'll leave those up for just a second. Leer and creer. Now, I want you to notice that they have two E's in the middle. Well, here's the thing. We're going to treat those the same way as we would any other ER verbs. Sometimes students look at that and they go, whoa, there's two E's here. I'm getting a little confused now. What do I do here? You treat them just the same. You know, it's just we think they're a little bit of an exception because of those two E's, but really you do just the same. So let's look at this leer for a second. Now, leer is there. It's got two E's. Remember, we always take off the ER at the end of the verb. So that's going to leave you with one E still there, right? Now, first of all, we're saying leer. We're saying both of those E's. Now, if I were going to say she reads, I would simply put the E back on, just like I would on any other ER verb. Okay, so I'm taking off the ER and I'm putting the ending on, which is an E. So that gives us another E again, right? For she reads, L-E-E. Okay, so ella lee. Now, if I were going to say you read, I have leer. I only take off the ER at the end. That leaves me with L-E, still an E there. And then I'm going to put the ending on there, which is es. So lees. Okay. So you treat it the same way. Just don't let those double E's throw you. Do them just like you would any other one. Okay. Now, I need to mention, leer means to read, and creer means to think or believe something. Think or believe. All right, let's move on and get a few more ER verbs. Comprender. Comprender means to understand or comprehend. I'm sure you've heard somebody say, no comprendo. I don't understand. No comprendo. Or comprendes. Do you understand? Now, this verb, romper, means to break, to break. Toser, toser means to cough. Correr, correr means to run. Deber, deber means to have to do something, or we can use this for must or should, also in Spanish. And prometer, prometer means to promise. And sorprender, sorprender means to surprise. And I'm sure you know what this one means. Responder, responder. That means to respond. Now that just gives you a handful of ER verbs to start working with. Practice them all you can. Okay, bring them into your conversation, ask questions, answer questions. Remember, those mental conversations that we can have help us sort through Spanish and really internalize it. Okay, now we've got AR verbs and we've got ER verbs. We only have one more type of verb, and that's IR verbs. Okay, now I'm going to show you something about the chart. We'll put the blank chart back up here now. I want to teach you something about the chart. Now, on the chart, you know, we have our singular side and our plural side. I'm going to teach you a little word that we're going to use to describe a part of the chart, and that is the boot. Now, later on, when we get to stem-changing verbs, we're going to talk about the boot, because stem-changing verbs only change their stems in the boot, but that's a lesson down the road, okay? But I want you to know what the boot is right now, because it's going to help us with IR verbs. The boot contains these three on the left, and the one on the bottom right. That's the boot. And if you were to draw a line around it, it would kind of make the shape of a boot. Yeah, so that's why we call it the boot. But you go the three on the left and then the bottom right. That's the boot. Okay, so why am I telling you about the boot now when stem-changing verbs is later on? Because here's the pattern of thinking. AR verbs, you know, are o, as, a, amos, ais, an. ER verbs are exactly like ARs. We just changed the A to an E. Okay, so that helps us connect those together. Now, IR verbs are just like ER verb endings in the boot. The same endings in the boot. So the O, S, E for IR verbs is exactly the same. And the E, N, N on the bottom right, exactly the same. So that's kind of a pattern to think. If you got ARs, you got ERs. If you have ERs, you have IRs, because they're the same in the boot. All right, so what about those other two that are not in the boot, the nosotros and the vosotros form? All we have to do with those is think logically with nosotros, change it to an I, and we get this, imos, imos, I-M-O-S. It makes sense, really, doesn't it? And now for the vosotros form, it's simply is, is, the I-S. Okay, and now we've got ARs, ERs, and IRs. So what we need to do now is bring in some IR verbs that we can use. Let's look at this one, escribir, escribir, which means to write, to write. So if we take escribir and just go through the chart with it really quick, and let's just process it through our with our minds, okay? So we know the yo form is the same. I write is yo, escribo, escribo. You write. Tú escribes, escribes, same thing as ERs. Él, ella, or usted escribe, escribe. Right now, outside the boot, we're not, you know, we don't do them just like ERs, so we're going to have to change it just a little bit. We write, nosotros escribimos, escribimos. And then the vosotros form in Spain, vosotros escribís, escribís. And then now, just like ER verbs in the bottom right, escriben, escriben. And we got it. Okay, so now we've been able to process. I'm going to give you some more that you can process too. This verb here is recibir, recibir, to receive. Abrir, abrir is to open. Abrir. You'll probably guess what this one means. Ocurrir, ocurrir, right? To occur. Vivir, vivir means to live, to live. Existir, existir, to exist. Permitir, permitir, to permit. And let's give you one more. Decidir, decidir, to decide. Okay. Now, friends, try your best to use those in conversation. Internalize them, practice, practice. I want to give you one little grammar point before we end this lesson of the language tutor. And this, I'm giving you this because now we've covered three types of verbs, and I want to just bring this in because sometimes you're going to need to bring this in with a verb. So since you're going to be practicing, let's try to go ahead and bring this grammar point in. This is called the personal a, the personal a. Now you can look at the word personal, and you can probably see a word inside of that. Person, right? So the personal a is just simply something that we have to use sometime in Spanish. Here's the rule. It's real easy. If a verb is done to a person, you have to put the personal a after the verb, which is simply just the letter A. Now I'm going to give you an example right here. I am going to help Maria. We're going to bring ir plus a plus infinitive back in real quick. I am going to help Maria. This is what it would look like. Voy a ayudar a Maria. Okay, now you can see this sentence here. I'm just going to point it out to you. You've got a before Maria and after ayudar, which means to help. The reason is because the verb ayudar is being done to a person. We're going to help a person. Okay, it's that simple. If the verb's done to a person, you just put a after the verb. It's that easy. Okay, so voy a ayudar a Maria. Here's another one. I see Maria. I see Maria. Yo veo a Maria. Yo veo a Maria. I see Maria. I'm seeing a person, so I have to put a. And just a quick point about the verb ver, to see, V-E-R, it means to see. You might think, well, we take off that E-R and we put the O on it for I see, wouldn't it be vo? But it's just got a little bit of an irregular form. So it's veo. We leave that E, just got a little irregular. Everything else in ver is conjugated the same. Ves, ve, vemos, ves, ven. Okay, but the personal a, just remember that if you're going to say a verb's done to a person, then you need to use the personal a. All right, friends, I've given you a lot to work with today. I want you to practice all you can. Make sure you leave us a comment, question in the comment section. And we will see you the next time on The Language Tutor.